Just the name of you. Well, I'm warm and peaceful, Lady T. I got to keep my irons in the fire. You see, I got the point to stand the law. All right, I got it rolling. Okay. As to respect for the concept of power, you were saying?
But people have a misperception of power. You see, what happens is, when you live, Stokely Carmichael said this, and he was absolutely correct when he said it. He said, sometimes when we live in this society, you become, you know, and sometimes it can make you stupid when you dwell and you begin to believe the things that are, you know, inherent in this society. So not only does it make you stupid, but it makes you arrogant in your stupidity.
Okay.
And one of the things is, you know, they defined this concept of when it came down, we were discussing the idea of tricking.
Right.
And I said, well, let's go back to feudal periods. When you had the geisha houses in Japan, or you had, you know, the samurai culture or the warrior culture that went to these houses. Now, they tricked, but there was no negative connotation attached
right.
to what they were doing. They was in there buying pussy. And sometimes they'd be in there buying other dudes, but the problem was that when it got to the modern era, this modern era of pimping, you know, here in America, and the concept of trying to keep a woman's self-esteem and dignity intact while she was letting motherfuckers that she didn't know just run up in her.
Okay.
And the pimp had to find a way to deal with that. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because if he found a way to keep this woman's self-esteem intact, to keep her turning tricks, it would make him more profitable.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So what they did was they came across with this ideology and this concept, you know, of tricking to hide and assuage a lot of times the guilt they felt by the exploitation that they were engaging or what they were doing with this prostitute to, in a sense, dull her sense of outrage and the denial of her dignity by, you know, letting motherfuckers run up in her she didn't know just to put money in another motherfucker's pocket.
Right.
So one of the things they had to say was, okay, we're in control, not them tricks out there. You know, that same shit in Hustle and Flow. Now, he just made this girl suck dick for $20 off the back of a Chevy.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Or he just made this girl suck this motherfucker dick for a microphone. You know, so he could get on. But in order to, for her not to have her dignity taken from her, or her self-respect or her self-esteem totally ripped from her, what he did was he told her, well, we're in charge, not these tricks out here. We're in charge. You know, so he had to make her feel better than the motherfucker she was serving. He had to make the motherfucker she was serving, you know, in a sense, lower than her on the food chain.
Right.
So that he could totally use that form of confidence to keep building his pocketbook.
Okay.
You see? But this concept of, you know, of seeing the trick as, you know, this person that is, you know, beyond contempt or beneath contempt, that started in the pimp culture.
Okay.
You know, that started in the modern pimp culture with, you know, especially in the Western world, specifically America, the West in general, and, you know, American in particular, and that shit became a call for the pimp to really work a mind fuck on the hoe. So he had to take, it's the same way white supremacy works. They'll say, well, the rich guy go tell poor white trash that, look, you above this nigga over here. You know, he's below you. You know, he's below you. You know, if you're not better than a nigga, who are you better than?
Right.
So the pimps, in essence, did the same thing to the hoes. Well, they tricks out there. They ain't in charge of nothing. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So they have this concept that, you know, they're in charge. And you see people say, well, and they make this analogy. They say, well, okay, the boss is the pimp. The employee is the hoe.
Right.
And the customers are the tricks. But if the customers are the tricks, okay, what happens when the customers are removed from the equation?
They shit, motherfuckers starve.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that this misperception of power, you see what I'm, this misperception of where power lies. Power doesn't lie with one motherfucker, you know, distributing power through one person to carry out. It rests upon the submission of the masses who allow this to carry out. If the tricks in, if the tricks, the clients in this case, said, well, no, we don't want to, you know, patronize your business, so we don't want to do X, Y, and Z. You know, that's what the real power is.
Right.
But when it's painted in the context of relationships and sex, it's painted as though the motherfucker that's tricking is the person that is the weak person, because they're saying that this person has no control. But if you use that analogy, by that analogy, everybody's a trick, because everybody's somebody's customer.
Mm-hmm.
Even the pimp gets tailored suits.
Mm.
So isn't he the tailor's trick?
Shit.
You see what I'm saying? If you're going to use that analogy that capitalism is about pimping and whore,
mm-hmm.
then you can't do that without conceding that in some fashion or another, everyone in this game is tricks.
And dare I say, but dare I say, because you was talking about the pimp culture and how it's mm-hmm. become somewhat taboo to be a trick or whatever, but I would say that really only applies with kind of like low level in black culture, because I look at white culture as far as men who are filthy rich, it's all good in they circles, you know what I mean, where you have
they don't make those distinctions.
Right.
So that's something niggas gotta cook up,
uh-huh.
because they're stitching together some plan to get over on a person weaker than them.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That is unique to us.
Right.
That this concept of, you know, oh, the trick is, you know, this person that is so inferior and so beneath contempt. You see, that shit originated, you know, in a sense with our culture, the prostitution culture as it was practiced in the black community.
Right.
You see, because, again, you can't tell me that a woman out there slanging ass out of old draw legs doesn't have some type of effect from letting strange motherfuckers run up in her. Not only letting strange motherfuckers run up in her, but they're taking that money and giving it to another person.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that there isn't some damage to a person's psyche or self-esteem in doing. I don't care how many documentaries a motherfucker made talking about, you don't understand the pimping culture. Look, man, I don't care how many rhymes you put together. I don't care how many quatrains you put together in rhyme. You can't run that bullshit on me. You
right.
can't tell me that doesn't affect the female psyche by letting niggas just run up in a fucker and giving the money to somebody else. That's why when most hoes exit the fat lifestyle, they have bad memories.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Or they go in the other direction because they're dealing or they're healing from the trauma of that experience.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? That's why the ends of that lifestyle are so traumatic for the people that have lived it.
Mm.
And they try to hide from it because in everything you do, man, I don't care what it is, but especially in the street lifestyle, there's a serious cost that is not calculated when you're doing that shit, and that's the human cost, the psychological cost of doing that.
Yeah.
So to cover that shit, they came up with this shit of saying, oh, the tricks are, you know, you're in charge of, he's just a trick. No, he's just a trick. They came up with this idea of denigrating and degrading the trick in order to give the prostitute this type of false confidence so that this other motherfucker can keep collecting dividends on.
Right.
But it's purely a mind fuck. It's a pure mind fuck. And it's propaganda. And it's masterful propaganda.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? As I was saying before, it's self-interest. The trick is pursuing his self-interest. The hoe is pursuing her self-interest. And the pimp is pursuing his self-interest.
Hey, you're breaking up.
Okay, you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
I said, it's really about self-interest. If you melt the concept of what people call tricking down, it's really about self-interest. The trick is pursuing his self-interest. The hoe is pursuing her self-interest. And the pimp is pursuing his self-interest.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But you were right to point out the uniqueness of it within our culture, because white people don't give a damn about that. Even though, well, let me say this. There is a certain type of hegemony, in class structures.
Exactly.
True indeed. Yes, there is. But to a certain extent, they have a realization that, look, they have to find a way to keep the masses in their corner because they know where the real power lies. Mm. The real power is not based upon the shit they're doing, you know, to amass the wealth that they amass. The real power lies in the fact that it is the patronage of the so-called tricks that allow them to do the shit that they do.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a for instance, and nobody said it better than Michael Moore. Did you see that movie, Capitalism, A Love Story?
No, I didn't see that.
He had it. Oh, well, there's a scene in there where they found a Citibank memo. Citibank is one of the most powerful financial institutions in the country. And they said that, you know, there was a gravy train, that the gap between, they were celebrating the gap between the haves and the have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that, you know, there's no end in sight to the gravy train, but what they did say, they said this: the only thing that they didn't have over the rest of the population was the fact that the population could vote. Mm-hmm. And that one equalizing fact was the thing that frightened them. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
That one concept that if everybody else has this type of mass this type of mass power through the vote, that's the only thing that can check them. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Real power recognizes real power. That's my point. I'll give you another example. Take, for instance, the whole healthcare thing. Now, when this whole thing came out about the healthcare debate in this country, the health insurance lobby didn't sit back and say, oh, they're just a bunch of tricks. They'll do what they're told. We're in charge.
Right.
No, they respected the power of what would happen to those, what would happen if they allowed those potential tricks to opt out of that system.
Exactly.
And what they did, they threw money out there to keep the tricks in their corner. Why? Because they respected the power of what would happen if these people were allowed to mask themselves in a direction that was opposite of this person's self-interest.
Mm.
So, real power respects real power. So, you got us with this misconception of what power is. And I really think it is, when people talk about this concept of, and they want to denigrate, you know, the tricks,
mm-hmm.
it's a misconception of what power is, and it's born out of a fallacy that says, you know, I'm supreme. No, dude, you're not supreme.
Mm.
You're not supreme. It rests merely upon, you're only as powerful as the naivety of your victim.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, when we look at this and we talk about this stuff about, you know, tricking and all of this and all of that, I really think it's a misperception. And that's something that we have deceived ourselves into thinking, because we want power, but we really don't understand.
Yeah, because
we really,
like,
don't understand what it is.
Yeah, you know, because as far as the power issue is concerned, I mean, I know, of course, from your experience and mine, we not calling these females, man. Shit, they calling us. They bugging us daily, trying to get over here. They cutthroating each other, stumbling to trying to get over here and fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, shit, who's really got the power here? You know what I'm saying?
Yep. It is a misconception. And again, that's a mind fuck.
Right.
And if you remember Hustle and Flow, that girl in that movie told him that.
Mm.
That girl in that movie told him that.
Right.
She said, listen, I'll let you mess with my head because sometimes I need it.
Mm.
And she told him, and I'm paraphrasing it, you know, I don't need you messing with my head now.
Right.
And he knew at that point that, no, I'm not going to continue to try to sell this bullshit.
Okay.
You know, to this female, because she can see through the jig.
Mm.
The jig is up. She told me, I let you mess with my head because sometimes it needs to be messed with.
Mm.
In other words, she allowed him to run this game on her because from a perspective, she needed that for whatever reason, for whatever situation was going on in her life.
Mm.
But she knew what it was. She was fucking dick in the back of a Chevy for $20.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But he had to tell her that shit so that she could keep doing the shit over and over again.
Shit.
You know, it's sort of like the reverse. Let's take another aspect of it. You know, to be to be black in this country was a horrible thing.
Mm.
Until the coming of people like Marcus Garvey and Elijah Muhammad.
Okay.
The reason that these people were so great is because they gave black folks a sense of dignity.
Okay.
And where people have a sense of purpose and dignity, and they have a certain confidence or what we call swag about themselves, those people are unstoppable.
Right.
But if you don't have that sense of respect of your humanity and that you're a person, anybody can, you know, paintbrush and slap you around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll fuck over you at will. They were geniuses from the standpoint that they took black people and gave them a philosophy, right or wrong, that gave them their humanity back and made them feel whole. Okay? Well, the pimp does the same thing in the inverse to the whole, but only it's not for anybody's self-interest but his.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So he'll fill her with this stuff about tricks and the tricks this and the tricks that, the tricks this, only for the purpose of keeping her self-confidence intact.
Mm.
You know? To build his pocketbook or to swell his pocket.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying, that's right, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying this is what's happening.
Mm.
But other people heard this shit and start saying, oh, tricks, 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 tricking, tricking, tricks, tricking, tricking, tricking. See what I'm saying? Not understanding what was really going on. Mm. It's not as simple as saying, you know, tricks, you know, because everybody's just throwing that shit around nowadays.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And you have some people that's trying to use that label to talk about someone else, and they're the biggest tricks on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's a misperception of power. That's a misperception of who really has the power in the relationship.
Man, ain't it?
You see what I'm saying?
Hell,
but you can sit there and rhyme all day. All that shit sounds wonderful.
Mm.
You know, I'm looking real cute. I'm sitting up here looking for a bitch real cute in the booth in pursuit of a prostitute and all that shit. It sounds real good. It sounds real slick.
Yeah, to me, like I said, you know, it's cultural, man, because like I said, I look at movers and shakers, like maybe Rockefellers or Rothschilds or whatever, and, you know, upper echelon white folks with money, actually, you're considered a real man if you have the ability to just go and pay what the fuck you want and be done with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you have that ability.
If you want something within it, it's simple. Everything, they understand in a brutal Machiavellian way that everything is for sale.
Right.
And if you want something, you go get it. You don't give a fuck about how it looks.
Mm.
You don't give a fuck about what they think.
Mm.
When Rockefeller amassed his wealth, he did some of the most gangster shit in the history. He would have motherfuckers' wells burned down.
Mm.
He would have their plants blown up. They manipulated and plundered the stock market at will. Do you think he gave a fuck about how it looked to the next nigga?
I think not.
Nah, he went out there and did what the fuck he wanted to do when he wanted to do it.
Mm.
But he respected the opinion of the people. He knew that the people whose blood he was sucking,
mm-hmm.
those were the people that were the real power. Yeah. So they did things to make people accept their rule. They respected the power of the oppressed.
Mm.
So they had to make their rule palatable, you know, by putting in people's head, oh, you can be just like us.
Right.
You could be just like us. You could be just, he respected and recognized that power and the potential threat that power poses.
Mm.
And you're absolutely right to look at it that way from their perspective. Now, they have, that's not to say that they don't have their elitist way of looking at it, because they do have an elitist. A lot of them do have an elitist view, but to them, they have a very warrior-like mentality that says, look, if you want some bad enough, get some, take some.
Mm.
And those who can take, can take. And those who can't take, don't take.
Right.
They don't bother with these definitions. See, that shit is among people with no power.
Exactly.
People with no power get tricked off in this shit about what is power and what ain't power.
Mm.
The people with power never bother with the explanation.
Mm.
They never bother trying to get. They don't tell you what power is. They show you what power is.
Yeah.
You see, it's only people, it's only poor people, broke people, and people that are oppressed and without power that sit around and try to craft these definitions. And even when they craft the definitions are skewed because they don't appreciate their present circumstance and that they don't appreciate their position as a cog in the wheel.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shit.
So I mean, you can waste your time if you want to, and this is why I said this is the difference between what real power and true power is. Because a lot of times, what niggas think is power is not power; it's just influence.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
You can have a Jesse Jackson who is influential, but that's not power.
Mm-hmm.
See, influence says, I would like for you to do this for X, Y, and Z, and please agree with me.
Mm.
Power says, this is what you're going to do, or I'm taking this.
Shit.
So, that's power.
So, in effect, really, I mean, broke motherfuckers can't be customers.
Huh?
I said, a broke nigga cannot be a customer.
Well, usually a broke nigga is a customer.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But he doesn't know it. That's my whole thing. You don't even know you're a customer because you get lost in this definition of, okay, well, I'm a boss. No, you're not. EPMD said it best. You're a customer.
Mm.
You're a customer.
Man.
It's the misperception. Well, you know, I'm a boss because, and that's the way it's structured, because real power is based upon the fact that all life is interdependent.
Mm.
All of us are interdependent on each other for something.
Okay.
For goods and services.
Exactly.
All of us are interdependent on one another for goods and services. But some people are saying, well, they decide to be in this class. But this class, the power of this class, rests only on.
Hold on. You chop it up again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I said some people will say that I'm a boss because I'm in this class. But once you understand that the power of this class is based upon the submission and cooperation of the other class, so he's really in power here.
Because you can build a better mousetrap, but what happens if nobody wants to buy it?
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can come up with all these wonderful ideas, but if no one wants to hear that shit, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're just, it's sort of like unrewarded genius from the standpoint that, yeah, you have all of this, but it depends upon someone being able to understand and interpret the message you're trying to send to give you any type of a message.
Mm.
So your power rests upon someone else.
Hmm.
You know, so that's why initially when you were saying earlier, you said, well, okay, we don't call them. They call us.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so what a motherfucker tell you when he's getting ready to hire you, don't call us, we'll call you.
Exactly.
But he's interviewing for a job. It's like a motherfucker going there needing a job but thinking he in charge.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's how we look at this whole concept of tricking and this whole power dynamic associated with it. You know?
Shit.
You come into another motherfucker asking for a job and talking about you the boss. How backwards is that?
Shit, man. Woo!
You're absolutely right to go back to this, because it's a cultural dynamic. And that's because as black people, we haven't had power.
Mm.
And we don't understand what it is. And you mistake power and guile, and you mistake guile and creativity and chicanery and influence for power. That's not power.
Mm. Damn, what's going on? Hold on. What's going on with your phone?
You dick! You